We are now at the edge of a catastrophic occurrence which will lead, without your prayers and acts of atonement for your sins, it will lead you straight into the devastating knowledge that you, the United States of America, and Canada will be invaded. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, quote, "Dearly beloved, I charge thee in the sight of God in Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead by his coming and by his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, entreat, rebuke with all patience and teaching. For there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap upon themselves teachers according to their own lust, and they will turn away their hearing from the truth and turn aside rather to fables. But do thou be watchful in all things. Bear with tribulation patiently. Work as a preacher of the gospel. Fulfill thy ministry. As for me, I am already being poured out in sacrifice, and the time of my deliverance is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. For the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will give to me in that day. Yet not me only, but also to those who love his coming." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 28, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Jesus is tightening the rosary about his belting. Jesus has a belt on that looks like it's cat skin or something, animal skin. It's not like a rope. It's an absolute very thin type of... I saw that before, and I believe I've seen it in handbags, too. It's like the hide of some kind of an animal, but very thinly cut so it could go about as a waistband. And Jesus is now, as he's coming above Our Lady, I do notice that he has sandals on. They look like leather sandals. I don't know exactly, but they do look like leather sandals. And now Jesus is taking his finger like this and placing it upon his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my mother has given you a synopsis of all that is taking place upon your earth. The voices of the young and dying, and the voices of the saints in heaven are gathering to cry in supplication to the Eternal Father to forewarn the earth and the earth's peoples, their sisters and brothers in the eyes of God, to forewarn them that they now are on the edge of a terrible, catastrophic occurrence, which will lead, without your prayers and acts of atonement for your sins, it will lead you straight into the devastating knowledge that you, the United States of America and Canada, will be invaded. You ask, my child, in shock, what can be done? I repeat again, my child, that wars are always a punishment for man's sins. When they reach the point of having to be judged as reprobate, then it is too late for that grouping. My child and my children, already those who are involved in conflict, and many souls coming out of this conflict cast into hell and purgatory, it is then time for us to say, the hour approaches and you will be too late. I do not wish to drain your meager energies, my child, but it is necessary at this time to warn my sheep that they are on now the pinnacle of self-destruction. I will not this evening continue or converse on the sins that offend the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Life, the sins of a nation that cry out to heaven for punishment. My mother begs for a stay of execution within the world. How well my children will follow the course of heaven to heaven, given through the many visits of my mother to you, how well you will find this course, and others will not find this course. So my children, as you have received the grace and many graces, much now is expected of you and all who have heard the messages from heaven. I beg you as your mother to keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Have pity on your brothers and sisters, all my children of the light. Have pity on them and pray for them. Many have no others to help them to come back from the abyss. Yes, my child, as I explained to you in numerous years and apparitions that the world may not accept and cannot understand, I have told you that many souls are falling into hell as fast as the snow falls upon your earth, as fast as the drops fall from the rain. That, my child, is symbolical indeed of the state of your country and the world.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have available a compact disc of the 15-decade rosary. You may choose to say the 5 joyful mysteries, the 5 sorrowful, or the 5 glorious, or you can say the complete 15-decade rosary. This CD of the rosary is available for $9.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's a CD of the Rosary for $9.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. In the past week, the number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 104 for a grand total of 34,138 hours of prayer before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you would like to join us and pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, call us at 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And we'll include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Ladies of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and all the messages. We have a new edition, the 15-decade rosary. Now you can hear the rosary on the internet. Tell your family and friends about it. Visit us at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on May 28, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
We are not bombing now to save the human skin, my child and my children, the bodies. We are here to reclaim the souls. Life goes on beyond the veil. And all of you, who among you can say that one day or night you will not be here on earth but must be taken from the world? And taken does not mean the body. It means the spirit, the soul. The everlasting miracle of life that the eternal Father extended to you all after the tumultuous time when Adam and Eve were created. As they walked over the garden given to them, often called the Garden of Eden, sin then became a way of life. It matters not whether you have committed one sin or many. Your punishment shall be meted accordingly. My child and my children, my mother has cried endlessly, hoping that her children would only offer her a small measure of satisfaction that her work is being with good fruits, producing good fruits, my child. Yes, my child and my children, my mother has meant to preserve you upon earth without hurt, without suffering, but this cannot be. The sin of Adam and Eve was so great that it has placed man upon the earth to suffer. But once you have learned, my child and my children, the true value of suffering, you will understand that through this suffering, accepted in good spirit and with firm meaning as reparation for the souls in purgatory, the Eternal Father shall bless anew those who have given themselves as victims offered to the Immaculate Heart of my mother. Now, my child and my children, you will firmly now go forward without any hesitation. You must get the message from heaven out as fast as humanly possible, for your time is growing short. Remember, without prayers and atonement, the world will become devastated. The Third World War will leave no earth upon the land. There will be no earth. There will be no human beings. But a grouping would have been taken up into heaven, my child and my children, to await the terrible devastation that falls upon mankind. Yes, my child, numerous earth years ago, I told you that some will be removed before the great cataclysm. All who are of well spirits need not give their lives to the Father in fear, but all who are of good spirit will receive many graces to save their families and themselves. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. My child, Veronica, there is a very urgent message that I must give you, but you will not repeat it at this time. Do you understand me, my child? Continue, my child, the affairs of atonement. They are sorely needed. Remember also, my children, to pray for your vicar, Pope John Paul II. And I repeat again, unless this plan has been pursued and all has been done to alert the Eternal Father's message, to alert the Pope, my child, the Eternal Father will make this less complicated and more easily it does. The message must go throughout the world because Satan evilly will set out to halt the message. You will understand in time, my child. You must not mention what I have told you. Remember that now, my child.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on May 28, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now I have my first testimony here, and she writes to our Holy Father. Dear Holy Father, I am writing to you to give you testimony of my conversion to the Roman Catholic faith. My husband, a baptized Catholic, and I had been attending vigils at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine in Bayside, Long Island, New York, for 5 years now. We deeply believe in the appearance of our Lord Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary at this site. Also, in the hundreds of messages given to the seer at Bayside, Veronica Lukins, the Rosary is recited continuously at the vigils, which are held on the feast days of the Church. I was baptized Presbyterian. However, since visiting Bayside, I found myself drawn to the Catholic faith. I am pleased to say I was confirmed and received First Communion in 1986. My conversion is entirely due to the visitations of Our Lady of the Rosa Shrine. I believe the Catholic Church is the one and only true church. I wish I could impress upon you, Holy Father, the importance of consecrating Russia to Our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart before it is too late for the world. I know Jesus Christ is our Savior and will come again, but consecration of Russia would save many lives. Restoration of the Tridentine Mass, communion of railings, and the tabernacle to the center of the altar are goals of those who believe in Our Lady of the Roses. We pray, Holy Father, that you will be able to proceed to the wishes of our Lord and Our Lady for restoration of the Mass, consecration of Russia. I thank God for Our Lady of the Roses Shrine that I have been able to convert to the Catholic faith. Thank you, Holy Father, for your time and consideration. And then that is signed. Now, I have another one here to Our Lady of the Roses. My Bayside miracle, my world was getting smaller and smaller, also dimmer and darker. Years ago, this very unimaginable world of beauty was a pathway to blindness unless a miracle occurred. From this unreal world, I was shocked into facing the real world of eye test decisions. As a commercial artist, my nearsightedness was an asset. I never wore glasses. I avoided eye examinations whenever possible. However, losing my driver's license also, deterioration of what distant vision I had were the incentives I needed to have an eye examination. The test revealed 20 over 400 left and 20 over 600 right. I needed a miracle. I didn't want surgery, so I turned to Jesus to pray. And for over a year, I kept asking for my eye miracle of sight, the kind Jesus performed many times while he was on earth. Instead of getting better, my eyesight seemed to get worse. One day while praying and listening, I heard an inner voice reminding me that I was telling Jesus how to cure me. I realized it was true, that I knew then what I had to do. Feeling contrite but encouraged, I changed my prayer to the following. Lord Jesus, I need my eyesight to do some good in the world before you call me. I am asking for a miracle of sight in any way that you desire. However, if you feel being blind would be better, I'll accept it. Instead, you alone know what is best for me. Several days later, I heard a radio program that told me about miracles and cures taking place at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, Bayside, New York. I sent in for a petition to be placed at the shrine. And they, requesting an answer to my prayers. I received two blessed rose petals that were being used in some of the healing. As I placed a rose petal over each eye while praying, I thought about Jesus using clay or spittle and other outward signs when he healed the blind. So why not rose petals? Yes, I felt it was something similar to his miracles and that it was possible to have my miracle also. After that, things were happening fast. First, I had an examination by an ophthalmologist who was a dedicated leader in the field of cataract surgery, and after pre-op examination, I was admitted for surgery. Within a few days, it was performed at the Eye Institute, and within 2 weeks, I returned for surgery on the other eye. When the bandages were removed, I had instant marvelous eyesight following both surgeries. At first, I felt bathed in a room of vivid light, like I had just emerged from the darkness of a cocoon. A holy hue and different world was around me every morning since. When I awaken, I have the recurrent miracle. How do I feel? Very humble. I am aware that it wasn't the magical power of the rose petals or the clay or the spittle that performed the miracle. It was the faith that God demanded. He knew that we mortals need the outward signs to help us attain that degree of faith so necessary for healing also. He uses the skilled surgeons, the nurses, the computers, in restoring sight to his multitude, waiting to see clearly again. And that's the end of that testimony. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You have been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.